Good morning. It's good to see you here this morning. Good morning. Let's try that again. If you did not receive a bulletin this morning, if you would raise your hand, we'd be sure that you get a bulletin. If you did not receive a bulletin, we could have someone in the back, ushers, help pass these out, please. Thank you. Today we're looking at the story of Hosea and Gomer.
我们今天要讲的是那个何西阿和哥密的故事。
And the Lord said to me, in Hosea chapter 3 verse 1, Go show your love to your wife again. Though she is an adulteress, love her as the Lord loves the Israelites.
那在第三章，他还讲耶和华对我说：“你再去爱一个淫妇，就是他亲人所爱，好像以色列人虽偏向别神，神耶和华还是爱他们。”Let's
bow in prayer as we begin.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your great love. We just sang about your love and how great that love is—the love of God.
父神，我们感谢你的爱，就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，那真神之爱。
Father, I pray that you would open our eyes to get a picture of the love of God today.
求你开我们的眼睛，看见神对我们的这个爱。
I pray that you would anoint your servant, give the words that you would have to be spoken.
求你高你的仆人，让我说出那你愿意我说的话。
I pray that you would anoint our ears and our hearts that be open to hear your word.
求你高我们的耳朵，高我们的心，让我们能够听见你对我们所说的话。
Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise and all the glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢神，我愿意把所有的荣耀都归于你，祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
During our marriage conference, which we had last weekend, last Sunday, Pastor Kendall shared with you three circles.
上个星期当我们有一个婚姻讲座的时候，Pastor Kendall牧师跟我们分享了有三个圆圈。The
first circle, remember, he told us about God's ideal. God's ideal is what God created. It was perfect. His creation was perfect. And we saw that in the Garden of Eden, how that God made everything. It was good. And then God said, it is very good.
第一个圆圈就是像伊甸园一样，那是神所说的，一切都是好的。这个圆圈是一个神的理想的状态。And
then the second circle, we come to Genesis chapter 3, and we see how the fall of man, and we see then what's real, because man sinned against God, evil came into this world.
然后我们看到第二圆圈，就是我们看到创世纪第三章，那个时候我们人变成一个现实的状态。And
then this third circle, we see how God then restores. And God restores, man has fallen into sin, and this restoration, we're reminded, it comes because of the cross. It comes because of the Lamb of God. Who shed his blood for our sin, take away the sin of the world, even as they offered sacrifices to remove their sin.
然后我们看到第三个圆圈，就是那个恢复的圆圈，由于人的堕落，神必差遣他的爱子，死在十字架上，为我们的罪付上工价。So
we can live here, and God wants us to continue, and that we are to be more than conquerors, that we are to be overcomers, more than conquerors.
我们可以生活在一个堕落的现实当中，我们也可以生活在一个恢复的当中。那神愿意我们去战胜我们的堕落。
Starting next month to the end of the year, we're going to look at the spiritual warfare that we are in. We're going to have 8 lessons on spiritual warfare and being overcomers.
从下个月开始到一直到年底，我们会有八个讲座。那个时候的信息主要是讲如何让我们战胜这个属灵的征战。
We have to realize that we are in a spiritual warfare in our homes, our marriages, in our life here. We are in a spiritual warfare.
我们必须明白，我们在不断的有一个属灵的征战，不论是在我们家里，还是在这个世上，我们都是有一个属灵的征战。
Now, there's a struggle that I have, I feel like I try to love others, but I feel that my love is sometimes very difficult, especially someone who's lovable to love, but someone who may not be lovable.
我自己的经历，我有一个挣扎，就是如何我去爱别人。那有些人是比较可爱，有些人不那么可爱。那如何让我去爱他们？
This little cup here reminds me, when I was in Taiwan, I often drank 功夫茶。Often drank a little old man's tea with a friend. He taught me how to do this. Very little cup because it was a very expensive tea.
我想起我在台湾的时候，那我们喝茶就要喝功夫茶。那功夫茶是一个很小的一个茶杯，它里面装的也是非常好喝的茶。
So often I had to have my little cup filled with this tea that I would drink.
当我把这个茶杯充满了之后，我就去喝。
I think about that. I think of God's love. My cup is small, and often I need God to fill my cup with His love.
当我想起这个，我就想到，就是我们的爱，就是像那个小小的茶杯。我的茶杯是很小的。
God's love is like an ocean. It's massive. But God's love is abundant.
神的爱像海洋一样，他的爱是无穷的。
God's love is everlasting and unfailing.
那个神的爱是永远不会改变的。
So today as we look at Hosea, we're going to look at God's love.
所以今天我们通过何西阿的故事，我们来看一下神的爱。
So first of all, the first question I want to ask you is this, what is tough love?
那第一个要问的问题是什么是管教的爱？
Now, tough love is real love.
那管教的爱也是爱。
We see that to discipline or to show strict way of dealing with those who have problems is tough love.
那管教爱它是会有管教你那管教的通过这个管教来彰显他的爱。
So we have,Even in our homes and our families, we have tough love.
就是在我们家中，我们也会有这样的管教的爱。
And then the second type of love I want you to think about is this. What is tender loving care?
那第二个爱我是要让大家看见的是什么是一个温柔的爱。
Think of it this way, to be able to forgive and show kindness for those who repent.
那主要是我们要看到是那个对那些悔改的人他会彰显一个温柔的爱。
Now we see here, that real love is tough love.
那真正的爱实际上是一个管教的爱。
In Hebrews chapter 12, we see this verse 6, the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son.
那希伯来书他会讲到他会必管教又管教呢所收纳的人。
So God loves us with an everlasting love, with abundant love. He also loves us with a tough love.
虽然神会他给我们那个永久的爱但是他也会管教我们。
So the third word I want us to consider is what is compassion?
第三个字我们一起要学的就是什么是怜悯。
Compassion, think of it this way, is tough love plus tender loving care equals compassion.
实际上它就是一个管教的爱加上它那个温柔的爱。
To understand and show love with the sufferings of others. Compassion, with passion, with suffering.
所以你对他人的痛苦你会有理解有怜悯有这个关爱。
So as we look at Hosea, I want you to see this. I want you to see that God is compassionate. God is loving. And that involves tough love and tender love.
在何西阿书我们所看到一面是神一个管教的爱另外一面你可以看到他那温柔的爱。
So the key question for us to look at today, how is tough love and tender love, tender loving care shown?
我们今天要看怎么样是彰显一个管教的爱也彰显那个温柔的爱。
Hosea explains for us that God's love to them, that genuine love is full of compassion, both tough love and tender love.
何西阿书他向我们所彰显的是神对我们既有管教的爱也有一个非常温柔的爱。
Is there a picture that comes in your mind when you think of tough love and tender love? Is there a picture that comes to your mind?
不知道你们脑海中是不是有这个图像有一个管教的爱以及对应的那个温柔的爱。
Maybe this might be a picture you could think of. Here is a soldier. And a soldier, of course, you think of someone who is tough. And yet this soldier bends down and shakes the hand of this little child and shows tenderness to this little child.
我们可以用这张图片来展示你看到的是一个战士。战士是一个非常强壮的。但是你可以看到他单腿跪在地上他用手握着孩子的手。
So there is tough love and there is tender love.
所以你看到那个又有管教又有爱。
So our key idea here is this. Every person can show compassion to others.
实际上我们所要教导的就是每一个人都可以向他人表达怜悯。
Now my cup may be pretty small, and I may need God constantly filling my cup with His love, but I can show His love and compassion to others.
所以我的杯虽然很小，但需要神不断地来浇灌我，充满我。但我还是可以向别人展现我的同情怜悯心。
So the Lord again said to me, Hosea said, Go show your love to your wife again. Though she is an adulteress, love her as the Lord loves the Israelites.
就像耶和华对何西阿先知所讲的，你再去爱一个淫妇，好像是以色列人，但是耶和华神还是爱他们。
Now, let's look a little bit of background here, the story of Hosea.
让我们看一下这个何西阿的背景。
Hosea was a faithful prophet. Hosea was a prophet in the nation of Israel, which is the northern kingdom. And his name, Hosea, means salvation.
何西阿他是神的一个忠心的先知。他生在以色列国就是北国。他的名字是救恩的意思。
Now he is at the time of also of Isaiah and Amos, these other two prophets. The same time, he was faithfully proclaiming God's word to the people.
他跟以赛亚和阿摩斯实际上是同时代的人。
Now there was also a very wicked king, Jeroboam, and he was one of the wicked kings of Israel.
那他那个时候有一个邪恶的国王就亚罗波安。
And Because of this wicked king, Israel committed many wicked things.
那由于亚罗波安的做他的国王，北国有以色列国有许多的罪恶。
Now, God is faithful. The faithful God we also see here, Hosea 11:12. God, the faithful Holy One.
但神是一个信实的，神是圣者有忠心的。
And we're reminded of the fact here, Hosea chapter 2, I will betroth you to me forever. God is speaking here. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, In love and compassion, I will betroth you in faithfulness.
就像这个何西阿书二章里面所讲的，我必聘你，永远归我为妻，以仁义公平和慈爱怜悯归聘，聘你归我，也以诚实。
So we see the relationship of God with the people of Israel. God was a faithful God. God had a relationship with the Israelites.
神是信实的，我们看到神是信实，但神跟以色列国他还有这样的关系。
But then fourthly, we see that the people of Israel were unfaithful.
我们也看到第四点，我们可以看到以色列人是不忠心的。
Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying, murder, stealing, and adultery. They are unfaithful to their God.
神在这边指责以色列人说，以色列们，你当听耶和华的话，耶和华与这地上的居民争辩。因为这地上无诚实，无善良善，无人认识神，但其假事不见全言，杀害偷盗奸淫行暴，杀人流血，接连不断。
So here in this book of Hosea, we see God's faithful love to an unfaithful people.
在何西阿书我们看到，神信实的神去爱那不信实的人。
So the story here in Hosea is a love story really for all the ages. It's amazing love.
那我们这边看到是神跟我们永恒不变的爱。
Let's look at this story. First of all, God gave Hosea a strange command.
那个地方我们看到神给何西阿有一个很奇怪的一个命令。
So when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, go marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her, for like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord.
那神对何西阿对他说，你去娶一个淫妇为妻，也收纳从淫乱所生的女儿，因为这地大行淫乱，离弃耶和华。
Gomer was a very beautiful woman. And God said, I want you to marry Gomer. But there's a warning that comes with this.
歌蜜是一个很漂亮的女孩，但是她也有一个，我们有一个警告，神对她有一个警告。
Gomer was going to be unfaithful. And God warned him, I want you to marry Gomer.But you need to know this. Here's a warning. She's going to be unfaithful.
那神对何西阿说，你要去跟歌蜜结婚，但是我要警告你，她会变不忠实。
Now you may scratch your head. What does this mean?
那我们会招我们的头说，这个对我们来说意味着什么呢？
Oftentimes God would use these, prophets to be an object lesson to the people or a picture to the people.
神是利用这个先知的故事来教导我们。
God was faithful, but Israel was unfaithful.
神是信实的，但是以色列人不信实。
And here's a picture of that. Hosea and Gomer.
就像何西阿和歌蜜。
And so we see this story, what happens.Hosea marries her. And at the beginning, it seems like their marriage is very good. No problems. And then, problems begin to start.
一开始他们的婚姻好像很美满，但后来就有这个事情发生。
And we see these problems beginning to start as we look at the strange names they gave their children.
我们可以看到他们给自己的孩子所起的名字，那就是我们可以看到那些问题所在。
So he married Gomer, she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to Hosea, call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Jeru for the massacre of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel.
我们看到他的儿子起名叫耶和华对何西阿说， 他的名字叫耶斯利，因为再过片时我必逃耶夫家在耶斯利杀人流血的罪，也必使以色列的国灭绝，到那时我必在耶斯利平原折断以色列的弓。
Then Gomer conceived again and gave birth now to a daughter. Then the Lord said unto Hosea, call her Lo Ramah, for I will no longer show love to Israel that I should at all forgive them.
结果耶密哥密又怀孕生了女儿，耶和华对何西阿说，对他起名叫罗路马哈哈马，罗路哈马就是不蒙怜悯的意思，因为我必不再怜悯以色列家。
Then Gomer had another son. Then the Lord said unto him, call him Lo Ami, for you are not my people, and I am not your God.
所以他们后来又怀孕再生一个儿子，耶和华说给他起名叫罗阿密，就是非我的名的意思，因为你们不做我的子民，我也不做你们的神。
Alright, so let's look at Hosea's family here and what God would teach us through his family.
我们可以看从他们的家，我们可以看神是怎么样教导我们。
Alright, so we have Hosea, Gomer and his three children, two boys and a girl.
所以我们看到何西阿跟哥密他们有两个男孩一个女孩。
The first child was called Jezreel, meaning cast away. It was a name of shame in Israel.
所以耶斯利的名字的意思就是被抛弃。以色列是一个耻辱的名字。
Because you have cast me away, I will cast you away.
所以你们抛弃我，所以我也离弃你们。
So this,name is a reminder to Israel. You cast away your love for God, and there's consequences for that. God's tough love.
所以在这边我们看到，从这个名字可以看到，当以色列人抛弃离弃神的时候，神说我也离弃你们，这是一个管教的爱。
So then the second child is born, and that's a girl, and God calledThe name of this girl should be Lo Ruhamah, meaning not loved.
那我们看到第二个女孩的名字叫罗路哈玛，她的意思是不蒙怜悯的。
So Gomer would start to wander around, start to cast away her husband, Hosea, and start to show that she did not love him.
哥密她的行为是她已经开始，她已经有点离弃她的丈夫，她不再爱她的丈夫。
And then the third child was born, and it was a man, a boy, and God called him, named him Lo Ami. It means not my people.
第三个孩子男孩的名字叫罗阿密，意思他不是我的名。
So Gomer was no longer acting like his wife. She wasPromiscuous, she was, took on other, men.
哥密那个时候已经开始离弃她的丈夫，她犯了淫乱的罪。
Now, we see here a verse that's very important for us to consider. I will show my love to the one I called, not my loved one. And I will say to those called, not my people,You are my people, and they will say, You are my God.
此神在这边说，我必将他种在这地，素不蒙怜悯的我必怜悯，本非我名的我必对他说，你是我的名，他必说，你是我的神。
So there was trouble in this marriage. This is the reality. This is what's happened. And God said, yes,But I desire to restore this marriage. I desire to restore your hearts. I desire to show my love to you again.
所以你们可以看到在这个婚姻当中他们处在一个现实的状况，那个状况是一个淫乱的状况，但神说我愿意做一个恢复的工作，我可以把你们恢复你们的爱，我恢复对你们的爱。
So here's a picture. Here's an object lesson. Israel, pay attention. Look here. God has given us an object lesson.
那以色列人愿意你听我们我的教导。
And then we see some strange actions.
但我们会看到一些非常奇怪的一些行为。
Finally, Gomer runs away. She leaves the home. And then, later, she comes back.
我们看到歌蜜她逃跑了。后来她又回来了。
We see these verses in chapter 2. Their mother has been unfaithful. She said, I will go after my lovers, and she will chase after her lovers, but not catch them. She will look for them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off than now.
我们可以看到这些经文段章节，他说他们的母亲行了淫乱，他说我要随从所爱的，他必追随他所爱的却追不上，他必追寻他们却寻不见，他便说我要归回全夫，因为我那时的光景比如今还好。
Now she was looking for happiness, she was looking for something more, she could not find it. And that's what we need to be aware of here. People looking for something else, for they think they will find something better, butIt is not anything better.
说歌蜜我们看到他在这边他要追求他的爱，追求更好的爱，但是他发现不了这个爱。
So finally she comes to her senses and she says these words, I will go back to my husband at first and I will be better off than I am now.
终于他幡然悔悟，他说他要寻回他以前丈夫的爱。
And so we see the Israelites were much like this. They thought that they could find happiness in this or this idol or this thing. And they went after this and they went after that. But they realized it was not better. It is better to go back to God.
我们这边也可以看到以色列去拜别的偶像，去追求别的神。但是最后他们发觉他们在那边没有平安，他们愿意回归。
Now, this may beSeems strange that she would go back. She came to her senses. She realized that God's love is better than all that.
我们想象就是像歌蜜一样，她就终于能够悔悟，她说愿意回来。那以色列人也是愿意回归，看到神的爱。
And this can happen even to those who call themselves children of God.I will go after making money. I want to be rich. I want to have many things. And I want to go after this and that. And they realize their life is not better. It's worse. They come to their senses. Turning back to God is better.
我们看到历史上也有许多神的子民，他们也会有这样做。他们要追求金钱的快乐。但是他们最后在那边得不到快乐，他们说我们愿意回来。
Now, what if you were Hosea? What would you do if your wife was doing this?
那若你是何西安，你的妻子离开你，你会怎么样做？
Another thing we learned at our marriage conference that I thought was very helpful to us is that marriage is like a triangle. And God...Our relationship to God, the husband and the wife, it's like a triangle.
在我们的婚姻讲座的时候，我们也讲了我们夫妻的关系，跟神的关系就像一个三角形，神在上面，下面两个角，一个是丈夫，一个是妻子。
And so, as we draw closer to God,Our relationship also becomes closer to one another as husband and wife.
当我们彼此间跟神的关系接近的时候，我们夫妻之间的关系也更接近。
Now, we also learned that sometimes we have conflicts between us.
我们也知道夫妻之间常常会有冲突。
And you try to talk to one another, and sometimes it's hard to talk about that conflict.
当我们在冲突之中的时候，我们常常又会有沟通的问题。
And so what we need to learn, and Pastor Kendall shared this with us, is that we take those conflicts, those problems to God in prayer, praying to God, and God then does the work in the other person's heart, and it goes both ways. So we pray for our wife and let God work in her heart. And the wife prays for her husband and let God work in his heart.
Kendall 牧师跟我们讲，就是当这样的情形发生的时候，我们应该通过祷告把我们心中所想的告诉神，神会在对方的配偶心中做他的工作，起一个恢复的工作。
So that's what Hosea did. He tried to talk about these problems with his wife. She wouldn't hear it. And he did not give up. I will go to God about this. And so he prayed to God. And I want you to see how God answered his prayers.
何西亚他所经历的也是这样。他虽然要他跟直接跟哥密的说的时候，哥密没有听他的，所以何西亚对神祷告。
Now he may have prayed, God help my dear wife come to her senses, help her to realize it's not better, it's worse.
他可也许对神祷告，他说愿意我的妻子明白他所追求的应该不是一个更好的拒绝。
And God heard those prayers and God answered in his way as he spoke to her heart.
所以神听了何西阿先知的祷告，所以他又对哥密的心中说话。
I will make her like a desert, turn her into a parched land, and slay her with thirst.
神对他说要把他像那个心中像干枯的干旱的沙漠。
She's thinking, I want to find more pleasure, I want to find more happiness, and I think if I do this, I will. But instead, she became drier, she became less happy, parched land, desert, and thirst. She could not find happiness.
虽然她离开丈夫是为了寻求爱，但实际上神使她这生命就像那个干旱的土，那个没有水喝。
So she went down this path, and she went down that path. She went everywhere looking for happiness.
她到处去寻找那个寻求那个爱。
But every path she took, it tells us here, I will block her path with thorn bushes. Thorns will come up, and I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way.
那神在她的道路追求幸福的路上布满了荆棘，她没有能够找到她所追求的那个幸福。
She went down this path and she ran into thorn bushes. It hurt. And she went down another direction, but she was surrounded by these thorns and she was surrounded by pain instead of happiness.
那她不断地追求她不断碰到那个道路的荆棘，她没有得到任何的欢乐。
Now, Hosea, he was praying that she would come to her senses and God was using tough love to speak to her heart, and she kept running into thorn bushes.
何西阿愿意他的妻子去悔改，那神做了这个工作，让哥密在他寻求快乐的路上到处遇见这个荆棘。
But there are also some strange things, strange actions here. Not only did Hosea pray for his wife, but he gave gifts to Gomer.
我们看到还有一些奇怪的情形，就是何西阿他给这个哥密礼物。
He would take a lunchbox and leave it at the place where maybe she was working. I don't know, maybe he wrote a note on the lunchbox from Hosea.
他会给他吃的。
Love from Hosea.
那就像我们带饭的时候一样，他也许在这个带饭的盒子里给他留了爱的小纸条。
I was the one who gave her the grain and the new wine and oil, who lavished on her the silver and gold.
所以何西阿给他的礼物是就像初九的时候，我必将我的五谷新酒收回，也必将他应当遮体的羊毛和麻夺回来。
Hosea, can you see this? Giving these gifts, leaving these gifts for Gomer.Out of tender love. There's tough love, praying for her that she would come to her senses and God would deal with her. And then there's tender love, giving her gifts.
你们所以从何西阿身上可以看到，他这个充满温柔的爱，他愿意把 那个从神而来的礼物给他。然后但是我们要看到另一面，他有给通过神祷告愿意给他一个管教的爱。
So on one hand, he's praying for God to bring his wife to her senses. And also, he's giving her gifts to show his tender love.
所以一面我们可以看到他对神祷告愿意给他管教，另一方面我们可以看到他那个心中也充满这个温柔的爱。
And this happens to us in our relationship with God. We're going our own path and we run into thorn bushes. God still gives us gifts.
就像我们跟神的关系一样我们也会有这个管教我们也看到神会给我们那个礼物。
And then the fourth thing we see here, a strange action, is that number four, Hosea's redemption of Gomer.
我们可以看到第四个就是神何西阿怎么样赎回哥密。
Gomer had gotten so far down that she sold herself as a slave. She would be like a prostitute. She had become a slave to anyone.
哥密后来把自己变卖成了一个性的奴隶。
And so, Gomer went to the slave market, and there she stood, all tattered, her clothes all dirty, and Gomer tells us these words, So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver, and about a homer and a liket of barley, and then I told her, You are to live with me many days, and you must not be a prostitute, or be intimate with any man. I will behave the same toward you.
何西阿去了那个就是贩卖人口的市场，在那边他用银子十五十六颗大麦一盒美儿半，他买他归属回来。他对他何西阿对哥密说：“你当多日为我独居，不可行淫，不可归别人为妻。我向你也必这样。”
What a picture we have here! He showed her tough love and how he prayed for her, but he also showed her tender love and giving her gifts and redeeming her, buying her and bringing her back.
我们这边所看到一个图像就是一方面他愿意通过神管教他，另一方面他在要彰显出很非常温柔的爱对他。
What a picture here of God's love. You run into thorn bushes. You keep running into things. That's God's tough love to get you to turn back to Him, to come to your senses.
当我们在生命中遇见这个障碍、遇见阻碍、遇见挫折的时候，是神对我们的管教。
And yet God is still tender in His love. He gives us gifts that we don't even notice.He gives us health. He gives us, these, provides our needs. These are gifts that come from God. And then, through Jesus Christ, God's own Son, He redeems us. He buys us back from the slavery to sin and gives us salvation.
我们也看到另一面，神对我们那莫大的爱，他给我们的礼物常常我们自己都不能够感觉到，他特别给他，把他的独一的儿子给我们，让我们有一个赎回我们罪的方式。
So here we see tough love and tender love.
所以我们这边看到一个是管教的爱，一个是那温柔的爱。
And God uses both to bring us to Him.
神用同样用两个同样的方式来把让我们带回到他家里。
I want you to also take note of this, the parables of the lost and found. These were stories that Jesus told. And what did Jesus say about tough love and tender love?
我们可以看到耶稣他用的这个比喻，他是怎么样讲这个管教的爱跟恩慈的爱。
So we see here in Luke chapter 15,
路加十五章
Jesus had use tough love in speaking to the Pharisees. They needed his tough love. Woe to you, hypocrites!
耶稣在与法利赛人说话的时候，他用了这个管教来说，法利赛人有祸了。
And then he also used tender loving care in speaking to sinners. In chapter 15, 1 and 2, now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
但他在罪人说话的时候，他用这个温柔的爱去关怀。他说众税吏和罪人都接近耶和华，爱听他的讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们一起吃饭。
And so we see here three parables he gives.
所以我们在这边看到他三个类比。
The first parable, I'll just briefly sum it up for you. The first parable is of the lost sheep.
第一个比喻是迷羊的比喻。
There were 100 sheep a shepherd had, but he lost one, and he went to find the lost sheep.
那第一个比喻在他讲到有100个羊中，你若是失去一个，你会去寻找那个羊。
This shows us the tender love of a shepherd.
所以他就是讲到这牧羊人对这个羊的关爱。
I'm told that sometimes there were some sheep that had a habit of going astray, had a habit of running off, and that sometimes these shepherds would even have to break one of their legs to teach the lamb, the sheep, not to do this. That was tough love.
我听说有的羊它会有这样的习惯，它经常的去跑掉，所以后来牧羊人有的时候他就没有办法，他就把羊的腿打断，那个实际上是一个管教。
And so, here we see the rejoicing over bringing this lamb back, what rejoicing there is, and he compares it that one sinner comes back to God, that there is rejoicing in heaven.
所以他这边看到的是个喜乐，是把那个迷失的羊带回来。
And then we see the second parable that he gives.
第二个比喻是
the parable of the lost coin. And here was a woman, and in those days,They often wore this around their head with 10 coins on it that were given to them as gifts. That was a wedding gift, probably given to her by her husband. And so one of the coins had fallen off, and so she searched diligently for that coin.
那第二比喻就是那妇女她头上戴的头巾，里面上面有十个钱，那可能是他们结婚的时候，那丈夫给她的定金。就这个妇女这个钱掉了一个钱，她就到处在寻找。
She lit a lamp, she swept the house, she searched carefully until she found it, and then she was happy and told her neighbors how happy she was that she had found the coin.
她点上了灯，打扫了屋子，仔仔细细的找，最后她找到了，她对她的邻舍告诉他们，我那个丢失的钱我找到了。
And then the parable of the lost son. There were two sons.And the younger son asked for his inheritance.
那边最后一个就是讲到那个浪子的比喻，我们看到那个浪子是怎么样回归的。
So he took his inheritance and he went off to a far country and he wasted it.
那个浪子他把他的所要得的财产拿了之后就挥霍掉了。
And I think this father, this also works for children.Even though his younger son had left him, I think this father had prayed for him that God would cause his son to come to his senses.
我们看到这个三角形实际上跟我们父母跟孩子之间的关系也是可以同样做类比。我想那个父亲一定是在向神祷告。
And so the son kept running into thorn bushes. He kept running into difficulties. And finally, the only job he could get was feeding the pigs.
我们看到这个浪子他遇到各种各样的困难，最后他是喂猪。
And he was so hungry, he wanted to eat what the pigs were eating. How low can you get?
他到了最后一个地步，他跟猪抢食。
And it tells us here, he came to his senses.
这边我们看到他终于幡然悔悟了。
How many of my father's servants have food to spare, and I will go back to my father?
他说我父亲的奴仆他们也有很多的食物可以吃，所以他自己终于回来了。
And so he He went back to his father, and we see how, as he was coming back the road to home, his father saw him from afar, and he ran to meet his son, the tender love and compassion of his father.
当他回到村里的时候，他看到他的父亲在远远看见他，就向他奔跑过来，啊，抱着他。所以这个是我们再一次可以看到这个温柔的爱。
So we see the compassion of the father.
我们这边可以看到神的，我们看到父亲的怜悯。
Now, applying this to our children, think about this. Teach your children two things. Before I go there, let's talk about, maybe there's modern parables we could think about. You lost your credit card, you lost your cell phone, you lost your keys. Maybe that would be a modern parable that would be like that. And you were crazy to find that. Where is that phone? Where is that, those keys? Whatever.
就像我们可以用现代的情形，我们也可以做同样的比喻。那有些人丢失了信用卡，丢失了手机，丢失了钥匙，到处寻找。
There's compassion to find it. How much more we should show compassion toward those who are lost.
当你这样寻找的时候，你就有非常的强烈的愿望也找到他。所以我们愿意有一个强烈的愿望寻找那个迷失的人。
And so our life applications, we should show tough love and we should show tender love.
所以在生活当中我们也要显示我们两面，一方面是我们有一个管教的爱，另一方面我们也要显示我们这个温柔的爱。
And so we should show compassion, just like God shows compassion to us.
就像神一样，在神对我们彰显那个怜悯一样，我们也要对别人有这个怜悯的心。
And to parents, here's a word to us as parents. You ought to teach your children two things.
对所有做家长的，我们都要希望大家都教导你的孩子有两件事情。
Number one, to love the Lord with all their heart. We need to teach our children to do that.
一个是我们要教导我们的孩子全心全意的爱我们的神。
And number two, to have a heart of compassion for others.
第二个是他们要有一个同情的心。同情心爱别人。
And so God said here, spoke these words in Hosea chapter 14 verse 1, Return, O Israel, to the Lord, your God. Your sins have been your downfall.
在何西阿书中神说以色列你要归向耶和华你的神，你是因自己的罪孽跌倒了。
So God with open arms like that father welcomes us,Return to Him.
当神向我们张开双臂，就像那个父亲对浪子张开双臂一样。
I'm reminded of that parable of the Father, God the Father. And then I'm reminded of the Holy Spirit as that woman, she took the light and she swept and looked everywhere, the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts.
当那张开双臂的父亲，我们可以想到就像那个神一样，我们也看到在那个妇女在寻找她的钱币一样，这也提醒我，好像就像那个圣灵对我们的温柔的爱。
And then that shepherd, Jesus is the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep.
耶稣就是那个牧羊人的表征，他是怎么样去爱他那个丢失的羊。
Here, Israel needed to experience.God's tough love.
以色列人他们要经历神的管教。
And the only thing that can relieve the agony of God's tough love is to return to the comfort of God's tender and merciful love.
我们只有回到神的怜悯和慈爱的安慰，就像那个浪子的父亲一样。
God eagerly waits for our return. He wants nothing more than to restore us to the blessing of being His children.But like that father, God cannot bless us or restore us until we come back to Him.
神期待着我们的回归，就像那个父亲像期待他的浪子回头一样。但是在我们回到他之前，神不能保守或恢复我们。
God, in His unfailing, His abundant love, shows us much compassion, mercy.
神对我们一次一次的彰显他永不改变的爱。
Let's bow in prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
I don't know where you are today in your relationship with God.
我不知道今天你在跟神的关系什么样一个光景。
Maybe you're running from God.
也许你像你远离神。
Like Gomer, she was running away, trying to find happiness here or there.
就像歌蜜一样，你到其他的地方去寻找你的快乐。
She could not find it.
但是她不能找到。
She kept running into God's tough love. She ran into those thorn bushes. She was walled in.
她不断地面临神的管教，不断地面对的那些荆棘。
And finally, she came to her senses and she turned back.
终于她幡然悔悟，她回归了。
And God invites us today to turn back to Him.
神邀请我们，让我们回转我们的心。
God in His tough love wants us to face our problems.
神愿意通过管教让我们面临这个困难。
And then God in His tender love has given us so many gifts.
他那温柔的爱又赐给我们很多的礼物。
And God wants us to turn back.
神愿意我们回心转意。
Father, we thank you for your love.
神，我们感谢你的爱。
We thank you for your tough love and your tender love.
我们感谢你的管教，我们也感谢你的怜悯。
Lord, we pray that we would come to our senses and realize that it's better to be in your presence than anything that this world has to offer.
我们愿意向你诉说我们愿意一个回转的心，因为你的爱比世上所有的更重要。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
好，请大家站立，我们唱诗。第187首 Please stand and sing a responding song.